But it seems difficult to believe that, as I say, the United States would have such a policy. What interest is it for the United States and Western Europe to have Islamist fundamentalists in power in the Middle East?
Well, actually, today's opposition in the Arab world are counter-arguing. So it's not even the experts, the seculars in Egypt, the seculars in Tunisia, if we hear what they're saying, they would tell you, we have not been received. Even before the Arab Spring. I mean, how many delegations were received in Washington? The State Department, National Security Council, and the White House. I'm not speaking about the Congress, because Congress did try to receive. They will tell you it's uniquely Muslim Brotherhood, but within NGOs, within other NGOs. The real reason is that there was a theory that the Islamists are well organized and that the Islamists will eventually stop the jihadists, meaning work with moderates. We have been told that the Islamists are moderates. They will be your real wall to stop the jihadists. We did not understand that it's one ideology, one with the weapon and one without.